From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's Tuesday, January 28th, and apologies if my voice is not quite 100% yet. I had a recent bout with the flu. It was a rough few rounds that'll take a little more time to fully recover from, but I am feeling well enough now to deliver today's headlines, and here they are. Republican Governor Phil Scott will present his fiscal year 2026 budget proposal to lawmakers this afternoon. The five-term governor has spent the last 2 years criticizing Democratic lawmakers for spending beyond taxpayers' means, so it's likely new taxes and fees will not show up as a pillar of his proposal. And after an election cycle that saw Republicans make historic gains in the House and Senate, Scott will likely emphasize more fiscal moderation. And lawmakers from both parties will be anticipating some key fiscal details related to Scott's plans to overhaul Vermont's education system. The budget address will be carried live on Vermont Public starting around 1 o'clock this afternoon, with analysis to follow. Some Vermont lawmakers want stronger data privacy protections for consumers. Bradford Representative Monique Priestley says companies are allowed to sell people sensitive personal information without their knowledge or consent. She's introduced legislation that would limit the amount of data companies can collect and impose new restrictions on what they can do with the data they have.
It is critical that we address the immediate concerns of everyday Vermonters when it comes to how their data is being collected, used, and sold.
Governor Phil Scott vetoed a similar bill last year over concerns it would create new regulatory hurdles for small businesses. Priestley says the new legislation tries to address some of Scott's concerns. Senator Peter Welch says he's ready to work with President Trump to reform the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, but Welch says he will oppose any effort by the administration to eliminate the disaster relief agency. Welch says FEMA does a good job in the immediate aftermath of a natural disaster providing necessary services, but he says the agency's endless bureaucracy slows down the recovery process. That's why Welch wants FEMA to send financial assistance to states so it can be given directly to local officials.
They're more responsive. They know where to get a contractor. They know how to act quickly. And that's what I think is the major reform.
Welch says the reforms are needed because for every dollar FEMA spent on disaster relief in Vermont after the flooding of 2023 and 2024, it spent nearly $2 on administrative costs. A new report from the CBC has found that Quebec's two largest police forces have lost a total of 4 guns since 2020. CBC Montreal asked 12 police forces around Quebec how many service weapons were lost from 2020 to the fall of last year. The Montreal police reported 3 lost handguns, 1 stolen during a traffic stop attack, another mislaid at a shooting range, and a third incorrectly classified in the force's computer system. The Sûreté du Québec's Provincial Police Service reported 1 pistol that went missing during an officer's medical leave of absence in 2022 and is yet to be found. A Vermont nonprofit says President Trump's executive order suspending the U.S. refugee program is the, quote, ultimate betrayal. The Vermont Afghan Alliance was part of a nationwide push to exempt Afghan refugees from the order because of their work with the U.S. government. That put them in danger when the Taliban retook control of Afghanistan in 2021. Molly Gray, executive director of the Vermont Alliance, says the individuals who evacuated with their families were promised loved ones would follow later on. She says the Trump administration ignored efforts to carve out an exemption, and Afghan families will remain separated.
Biggest fear that we have is that individuals might feel betrayed and may decide to go back to Afghanistan, either for a short period of time or indefinitely, because they're so desperate to be reconnected with their loved ones.
Trump's order suspends the refugee program for 90 days. Gray believes it will be extended due to the president's prior actions regarding refugees. Coming up, in a cost-cutting move, Central Vermont Medical Center is closing its psychiatric unit. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp speaks with patients worried about how and where they will receive help if they need it once the service is gone. That's after this.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency, where support comes from VITA, supporting business growth and innovation in the Green Mountain State. From agriculture to manufacturing, energy to food production, find solutions that turn your business dreams into reality. Visit veda.org and see how VITA can help make it happen.
The psychiatric unit at Central Vermont Medical Center recently stopped admitting new patients. By the end of the week, it will close altogether in an effort to save the hospital system money. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp spoke with former patients who worry about what will happen once the service is gone.
I was ambitious to get these done by Christmas.
Lisa Ewald took up rug hooking recently. She's been making a set of angels out of strips of blue wool after taking a class at the Senior Center in Montpelier.
When sort of everything happened, I just turned to this. You know, it's like Zen. It's like you're focusing on that.
Everything that happened started in November, when Central Vermont Medical Center announced it planned to close its inpatient psychiatry unit. A few weeks later, they had a date, January 31st. The move came after state regulators told the Berlin Hospital they had to cap the money they get from seeing patients by $16 million less than the hospital requested in their annual budget. Anna Noonan, the hospital president, said they didn't consider any other cuts.
So smaller services with higher loss was part of the criteria. So we lost a significant amount of money in our inpatient psychiatric unit.
This unit is the only place in central Vermont where anyone in a mental health crisis can get hospital care. The Vermont Psychiatric Care Hospital is down the road, but they only take patients with the highest needs. Lisa has been a patient at CVMC several times when she worked as a librarian in Northfield and more recently after moving to Montpelier. Getting the news that the service was going away, it really threw her.
My response was overwhelmed and crushed. So I turned inside and I started to destabilize.
She's doing better now. But she says an important piece of mental health care is having support from friends and family and community resources, all easier to access when hospital care is close by. From central Vermont, the next closest hospital open to anyone in a mental health crisis is 40 miles away at the University of Vermont Medical Center in Burlington. That's if a bed is available. They're often not. In Vermont, close to half of mental health patients are stuck waiting in emergency departments for more than a day. For Lisa, thinking through the consequences of this decision is painful.
The terribly irresponsible part of this is they shut it before they created an alternative. It is, yeah, it's just at some level. I have that at times, you know, just despair. And also, I'm really more angry than I've ever been in my life.
It freaks me the hell out. I have no idea where I would go because I've always kind of thought of it as like worst case scenario, I go there, right? Now it's gone.
Ariana Anaya has also needed mental health care at Central Vermont Medical Center. She's 40 and lives in Montpelier. A year and a half ago, at a really stressful time in her life, she started having delusions. It was the first time she realized she had a mental health condition, and it got bad. Eventually, she was escorted to the hospital by the police. She stayed for 11 days.
I do think the ward saved my life. I didn't love it. I wasn't thrilled. The experience was, in certain respects, very, very frightening, but it was absolutely necessary.
She doesn't think she'll need hospital-level care again. But if she does...
Ooh, it kind of makes me nervous to think about because, Jesus, where the hell? Dartmouth? Where's Dartmouth? And am I driving myself? Like, what if my partner's at a conference or something? That would not work.
Starting next week, if someone is in a mental health crisis, they can still go to the emergency department at CVMC. But if they need admission, they'll be transferred. Maddie MacDonald has worked at the hospital as a mental health tech for 3.5 years. Over that time, several psychiatrists left, and the hospital couldn't replace them. A year ago, they reduced the capacity in the psych unit down to 8 patients. But she didn't expect the hospital to shut it down completely.
It's very insulting to the community that we serve to have us go from limiting the number of patients that we can have to now not having any at the end of the month.
She says she's going to miss the patients.
We have a lot of people who are regulars. We have a lot of people that we feel like we service well. And I think it's going to be a really hard transition.
Like for Lisa Ewalt, the hospital has always been her last resort when she's really sick. She wants to think she won't need hospital care again. But getting sick, it's not something she can control. For now, she's trying to focus on other things. Reading, rug hooking, her rambunctious 8-month-old kitten.
There's going to be parts of my life that are going to be okay, you know? I'm going to be okay. I mean, I called a friend this morning for a little moral support, and she said, you know, we've got you if something happens. She said that.
If she does need hospital care for a mental health crisis, she won't be going to Central Vermont Medical Center if she can help it. She wants to avoid having to go to the emergency department just to wait and go through the process again somewhere else. For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Peter Hirschfeld, Bob Kinzel, Nathaniel Wilson, and Adia Golston. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelin, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Talk to you tomorrow.